Previously on Lost in Narration.
It's opening. That's the Terran reality, and it's getting bigger. What the fuck's gonna happen at midnight?
They hear bells chime, people cheering. Then, in a flash, the terror disappears.
Is that it? Did nothing happen? I mean, stuff had already happened, but it's possible nothing else happened?
What's the stuff that already happened?
Less stuff, more people.
Hello, Dick Clark 2.
Oh, hello, sir.
Zip your meats. I was talking to the real Dick Clark 2.
Me? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the real Dick Clark.
That foolishness won't work on me.
Who the hell are you? Someone from another universe?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? And quite frankly, so would I. It'd certainly make things a lot less complicated. Because it's, yeesh, if only you knew.
Knew what?
You've gone too far, Dick. Your universe had a perfect game going, more or less, but you've gone too far. You've ruined everything. And now all of reality is going to pay the price.
Who are you?
I'm the god of retroactive continuity, bitch. But you can call me the god of retcon.
You're a god?
Yeah.
Then prove it.
Alright, well, I was going to hold off a little longer before I did this, but if you want proof...
Before you do what?
You've made a hell of a mess, Dick. Torn your universe to shreds in the process. So I'm here to do what I always do.
And that is?
I fix the universe. Hold tight, boys. There's about to be some changes.
The god of retcon smiles, and Annie clicks his fingers.
In a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization, Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
All right.
What happened?
Yeah. I checked the time. Wait, you have to leave before 7:45 or 8:45?
8:45.
Okay.
An hour and 45 minutes, yeah. We don't usually go over an hour 30, so we're fine.
No, we good. All's good in the hood. I've always said that. And that's a Matthew original. All's good in the
hood.
You can take that. I'll let you fucking take that. But be liberal.
I don't want to take it anywhere.
Be liberal. I mean, it's my expression, so don't act like it's your own. Don't tote it round and about. Okay, because that's.
So you want me to quote it to you sometimes, not always, but sometimes.
Here's the. You can quote it out in the world, but just
right.
Here's the deal. Every time you say it, shoot me a little text just before you're gonna say it. Shoot me a little text and say, "Hey, I'm gonna use the what was it? That's where we're going. Is it all's good in the hood?
Yeah. All's good in the hood. All's good.
Say you know." I'm thinking of using the all's good in the hood thing. Is it all good in the hood to use it? And I'll be like, strike one. You just used it in a fucking text to ask me if using it was all good in the hood.
Right.
And you didn't ask me if using it in the text, asking me to use it was okay. So you're two more strikes and we're not friends.
So you're already mad at me in this like
dream scenario? In the hypothetical, scenario? Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me because I'm not going to like text you beforehand before I say something.
It will carry.
Because think about when am I going to say it where I'm not in the middle of a conversation? So you want me to stop talking?
I want you to
text you.
Hold up a finger.
Got it.
And use that little pointer to reach down to your phone. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Unlock your phone. Do you have Touch ID? Do you have Touch ID?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. Do you have Touch ID?
Yeah, I have Touch ID, yeah.
Can't relate. I'm actually, I'm on the iPhone 5.
Why? It's really old.
I don't know, I just, you know, I'm stuck in my ways, I guess.
You really are, especially saying it's all good in the hood. Like, that's not a common expression anymore.
When you set a new password on your iPhone 5, it says, all's good in the hood. So that's probably
why. It says that?
Yeah, that's probably why it was in my head. So I guess I didn't make up.
Show it to me. Show me that it says that.
All right.
Show me that it says it right now.
All right. And this is not a visual medium. So, you know, for all the folks at home, no. I am showing you an iPhone 5 that says all's good now.
You're only talking to me.
You know what? You know what I've just done?
You gotta stop.
You know what I've just done?
What? What?
This is really gonna burn my life. I accidentally
burn your life.
To set a new password to get the the All's Good in the Hood message to come up, I just set any password, and it changed my password, and now I don't know what the password was.
Good. You shouldn't have a phone. So I'm happy about that.
I am locked out of my obsolete device. That is my everything.
What apps did you have on there?
Flappy Bird.
Sure. That's actually, you could have made a lot of money.
I could have made
that.
A lot of fucking money with that. Could have sold that on the flap market and made big.
What other apps? Oh, you're having a drink? Or
okay. I see what we're doing. Other apps, you say?
Yeah, other apps.
Snow.
Is that like a game where you, I guess, make snow?
Essentially, it's a game. It's not a game. It's an app.
So it's a game, but it's not a game.
It's essentially a fake weather app. And its purpose, if you can believe this, is the parents of small children on Christmas Day or, you know, whenever the time strikes, they can load up this app and it says snowing. So they run downstairs and they say to their kid, Jimmy, look at my phone. It's the first snow right on Christmas. It's the first snow. And because, you know, they can see it's the weather app, they think, oh my fucking God, it's actually snowing on Christmas Day. It hasn't snowed here in forever. It's Los Angeles. It just never snows. So the kids are freaking the fuck out. All eight of them, they're all fucking freaking out. They're screaming, they're breaking shit. And they run outside to go into the snow, and it's a fucking desert out there. Because it's a desert climate. Right. Of course there's no snow. I mean, that's on fucking them. They've learned a valuable lesson. There's no snow in Los Angeles.
Okay, so why do you have that app? Because that story was insane, and I don't know what happens in your head when you start talking, and it's never good. Why do you have that app?
I thought it was the Real Weather app. And this is a fun story, actually. I thought it was the Real Weather app. For 2 years, every time I would check the weather, it would say, like, heavy snow, amber warning, don't travel if you don't have to. So I would... Amber warning, for sure. What are you, not British?
No, I'm not.
And it would... That's a revelation to me. That's a shock. and I would see that it was snowing and I couldn't go anywhere. So I wouldn't go to my job. I'd call in and be like, hey, I won't make it today because of the... You know, I mean, you can look outside and see for yourself. And it just so happened, like, I was lucky because when I would say, look outside, you can see, my boss would look outside. And I basically lived in a bad neighborhood at the time, so there were always shootings. So my boss would look outside and see a shooting happening every single day when I'd say this on the phone. And he'd be like, oh, I guess he must have been shot again.
That took a turn.
And so he never called me out on it because, you know, this poor guy and his luck, he's getting shot every fucking day of his goddamn life. He's never out of the ER. Practically lives in the bish. But then one day there was no shooting. So when I said, look outside and you'll see why I can't go into work, my boss saw that there was, you know, he was like, what do you mean? Why can't you come to work? And I was like, well, the snow. And he looked outside and it's Los Angeles. So there was no snow. And I lost my job.
Can I break down your story a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
So did your boss also work in, like, was the job in a bad neighborhood? Because he kept looking outside and seeing shootings, but you lived in the bad neighborhood where you were getting shot, right?
I lived a block away from my work.
Okay, got it.
So the snow, even if it had been snowing, that would not have worked. That excuse would not have worked because I wasn't driving there.
You also said in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Scotland.
Yeah, but I lived in Los Angeles for two years. I mean, you know that.
You lived for 2 years in Los Angeles?
Yeah, for 2 years I lived right slap bang in the middle of fucking Hollywood Square.
Hollywood Square, the show?
Oh, Hollywood Squares, yeah, I see what you're doing. No, I mean Hollywood Square, you know how Hollywood is shaped like a perfect square on a map from above, eagle eye? I lived right...
I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
I don't
right in the middle, that. right on the Seine, right on the O.
Yeah, so you gotta stop talking about Los Angeles, because I don't think you actually lived there for 2 years.
Well, it was an LA.
What?
It was an LA. I don't know if it was the, you know, I don't know what... it actually stood for. I just kind of always assumed it was Los Angeles, because why else?
So you don't know where you lived?
Le Ortu.
Yeah, so since your phone is, like, not working right now, do you want to just read a book instead?
Yeah. What's the book called?
Y2K22 Part 2.
Why did you snap your fingers? The god of retcon shrugs.
No real reason, honestly, for effect, I guess, but it's a slow process what I'm doing, so even symbolically the finger snap didn't mean much.
I was... honestly, I was expecting something huge. That's a massive letdown for me, personally.
After all that... all that build-up, too.
It was a build-up of, like, a second.
Felt longer.
It felt like many, many days.
That's how stoked we were.
Although I'm gathering we probably shouldn't be stoked. Yeah, you shouldn't be stoked.
Can we be stoked, though?
What?
Like, we shouldn't be, but is that more of a suggestion rather than a requirement?
I mean, if you want to be stoked about something, I can't stop you, or I could stop you, but I wouldn't.
You could stop me from being stoked? Ominous.
I'm not loving this, guys. Just the vibe. I don't care for it.
I fear you're not taking this seriously. Dick, the only reason I'm even here is because you...
I've been a baddie, yeah. I fucked with the universe or whatever. Did you know there's multiple universes? Sick.
Of course I... Alright, it's time I commandeered this conversation back on track. I've got a lot to get through.
Abridged version, or...
No, not the abridged version. I need Dick to know just how much trouble he's caused, and that requires me telling my story in full.
Hey, God of Retcon. Chet here.
I know.
Really? Wow. I'm flattered.
So can I get on with my story, or...
Will there be jokes?
You really need to take this seriously.
I just feel like the past few days it's been pretty... what's the word?
Egregiously plot-heavy?
Dry. So if you're going to be telling this big, long story, then there's going to need to be some jokes in there, otherwise you're going to lose me.
You want me to just include jokes in my explanation of how you fucked up the multiverse?
I would love that, yeah.
Is there any way you'll listen to my story if I don't include jokes?
Not a chance in fucking hell, buddy.
Fine. Whatever it'll take to get you to shut the fuck up.
Alright, great. So, out with it. Start. Proceed. Start!
I guess I'll start at the beginning. Alright, Tamet, are you fucking serious? I mean, starting your story with "I guess I'll start at the beginning"? Take a masterclass, man. Take the free trial. I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're right. It filled me with a rage like no other.
Then get help, right? If you can't let me go one goddamn sentence without being filled with a rage like no other, you should seek help.
And you should seek an editor. So we're all seeking shit.
I'm gonna plow through. It all started with Dick Clark, the real Dick Clark, and that's none of the Dick Clarks in this building, because he's dead.
Sure, just tell fucking everyone. I don't care.
Holy shit, you're not the real Dick Clark?
Did you just start listening?
Before he died in 2012, Dick Clark decided that the world would crumble without him, so he got in touch with his billionaire acquaintance, Jerry Tuntbunt, and asked him sincerely if he knew of any way that he, National Treasure Dick Clark, could live forever. Now, Jerry Tuntbunt, he gets in real close and he tells Dick Clark a secret. He, Jerry, is actually already immortal. Naturally, Dick slaps him across the face. He's got no time for such teasing, of course, for the world will soon be without Dick Clark, so time is off the essence. He storms out of Jerry Tuntbunt's building, fearing he's got nowhere else to turn, and that's when he receives an anonymous note from the man who would turn out to be a vigilante hacker by the name of... Gred.
Whoa, what a coincidence.
I'm a vigilante hacker by the name of Ched. God, what a day. First we found out the multiverse is real, and then a huge coincidence. Yeah. Gred traditionally uses hacking skills, and by hacking skills I mean guessing the passwords to people's emails to blackmail people, but when he saw how many of the rich and famous Dick Clark had begged for information about how to live forever, he felt bad for the guy. So, in his note, he wasn't blackmailing Dick, but offering to help him. He was all into this theory, you see, this theory that the multiverse was real. He believed he had a way to access other universes and take a Dick Clark from another universe, the one most similar to the real Dick Clark, and replace him, and then replace that Dick Clark when he died, and so on and so forth. So the world would never have to live without Dick Clark. Dick, with nothing left to lose, hired him minutes after receiving the note, and using the resources only a celebrity as rich and with such never-ending clout as Dick Clark could provide, Gred proceeded to hack the Los Feliz Particle Accelerator in an attempt to access the multiverse. Well, again, not so much hack it, but guess the password to its emails. And it worked! He accessed the multiverse, and, well, from the looks on both of your faces, I can tell you could see where I was going with this already, but that's where you came in.
Wait, what? Holy shit! We're not just Dick Clark lookalikes after all?
I thought we already established that you were clones. I was surprised when we sort of brushed past that before. I mean, it was literally in the title at one point. That was just a fan theory. A theory. Fans? Who the fuck would be a fan of any of this? Never mind come up with theories about it.
No, no. We're not clones. We're all versions of Dick Clark from other universes.
Oh.
So I'm really Dick Clark. I don't have to be lip meat after all.
Actually, while you were the Dick Clark equivalent in your universe, you were indeed called lip meat.
Oh.
That's probably why you leapt to that name so fast when you had to think of a new one. It was buried deep in your subconscious.
Cool. Great. That's awesome. Yeah. Joke.
I'm sorry? Dick Clark taps his watch.
You promised us jokes. Joke, please.
You just found out that you and all the other people in the bunker downstairs are Dick Clarks from other universes.
And I'll let it all sink in while you tell a funny joke.
You'd had promised jokes, to be fair. Alright, fine. I guess the sooner I cave, the sooner I can get back to... Okay. So there's this angler.
I have notes.
What?
Say fisherman, right? Why angler?
The punchline hinges on it being angler. Well, you've given away the punchline there.
Right, I bet it's something like an angle pun or something. I don't know, just spitballing. Was the punchline an angle pun?
Can I get back to the story?
Holy shit, the punchline was an angle pun.
You called it. What a shit joke. You didn't even hear the joke. You interrupted as soon as you possibly could have.
And thank God I did.
Have you processed it yet? You know, the mind-shattering revelation I just burdened you with?
I'm getting there. So we're... Wow. We're all Dick Clark. And lip meat. That's why we all look so much like him and sound so much like him.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, you'd think one of us would at least have a voice that was anywhere near his.
There was one. He was the Dick Clark in this universe, but he was already dead by the time I put you all here.
Put us all here?
Gred fucked it up. He didn't know how to close the hole he'd torn in the fabric of reality, so Dick Clark started coming through. Dozens of them. More than 50 of you. Dick, Dick, Dick. Big dicks, small dicks. A festival of dicks. It was a shambles. Really shambles.
So, what the hell happened? The Dick Clark lookalike facility, was that your doing? A way to round up all the wrong Dick Clarks? Erase our memories and plant all this stuff about us waiting to replace the real Dick Clark, but then never letting us know that he was already dead?
Precisely. It was at that point that I was hired. Or rather, created. By the first gods. The main ones. The gods that made these universes. You know, God and whatnot. Wait, God is real? Like our understanding of God? We were all actually created by God? Which God? Christian God? I don't keep up with all that shit, but whatever the first gods call themselves, they're juggling a hell of a lot of plates, like some sort of retired circus clown working in an Olive Garden. Ah, I know that guy. It's a full-time job, if you're lucky. Am I right? In these trying times? COVID-19? Coronavirus? Not Olive Garden. Being a god. Trying to make sure every single little thing in every single little universe makes sense. I mean, we're talking infinite universes here. That's like a lot of universes.
And how many gods are there?
There's like 2.5, I think. What the hell is a half god? Sorry, they really prefer Demi.
Demi Lovato is a god?
How many times? I don't know what they call themselves. Frankly, I don't care. I'm pissed at them, if anything. Leaving me to clear up their mess? All their shattered plates?
Wait, are we still talking about the Olive Garden guy?
No, I... That's on me. I should have let that metaphor die. Anyway, the gods already had so much to stay on top of that even before Dick Clark gained access to the universe, stuff was already slipping through the cracks. Dick was just the last straw, so they created me, the god of retroactive continuity. And I fixed everything. Well, it's a process. What else did you have to fix? Other people in other universes accessing the multiverse, I suppose? Not quite that. Sheesh, then what? Time travel? No, just stuff that didn't make sense, continuity-wise. Like that Jerry Tuntbunt guy that I mentioned? He was originally called Jerry Bunt. But then whichever god was in charge of that universe, they dropped the ball somewhere, so everyone started referring to the guy as Jerry Tunt. Jerry Tunt! Can you believe that? That's the sort of stuff you had to fix? What did you even do for that? The god of retroactive continuity takes a deep breath, and his face takes on a big smug grin. Tuntbunt. I'm sorry? Changed his name to Jerry Tuntbunt. Made it so it had always been that way. It took a lot of hours, but by golly, I got there in the end. The rest of the gods hadn't been that impressed since I came up with the Mandela effect. That one really trimmed my hours down. And sorry to be so dismissive of your hard work, but I honestly feel like no one would really notice any of that stuff. Never mind care about it. Some guy's name changing from Bunt to Tunt? Oh, they cared. They were livid. What the fuck happened to Jerry's surname being Bunt? They cried. This doesn't make any sense, continuity-wise, they wept.
I really struggle picturing any of that. Honestly, I get that the Dick Clark thing was a big deal, but I'm pretty surprised they kept you on after that. Tunt Bunt? Feels like small potatoes.
Small potatoes? Small potatoes? Big talk coming from the guy that handed me my biggest fucking assignment yet.
Me? Bobby?
I'm Bobby, by the way, not Barbara Bush. I know who you fucking are. You fucked everything up.
The fuck did I do?
Everything was... God, there's so much me. Holy shit. Everything was perfect. It's been perfect since 2012. I'd rounded up all the Dick Clarks, replaced their memories with memories of lives they never really lived. Lives destined to replace Dick Clark when the time eventually came. I'd wiped the real Dick Clark's memory of the whole multiverse incident, as well as Gred's memory, and then I dumped you all in this universe. So, like I said, perfect.
And then you fainted.
That's what you did. You fainted while you were skydiving and you landed in the compound, thus setting in motion the events that would lead to Dick Clark Look Like One, finding out that the real Dick Clark, or rather the real Dick Clark from this universe, was already dead, which would lead to him leaving the compound and trying to replace Dick Clark, thus fucking with the flow of this entire universe.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
But my fainting and landing in the compound didn't lead Dick Clark Lookalike 1 to leave the compound. The Dick Clark Lookalike's agent did when they arrived shortly after my arrival with the other guy and let it slip that Dick Clark was dead.
He's right. If you should be pissed at anyone, it's that agent. Although I guess they're both dead. Yeah. Because you made me fucking shoot them. God of Retcon, any chance you could wipe my memory of that?
I'm not a genie, Lipmeat. I mean, obviously I could, but... Anyway, no, but Bobby is not right. His being a little bitch and fainting did cause you to leave the compound. Because I had it under control, okay? When I saw that the agent was on their way to the compound, it was clear to me I had to stop them in the subtlest way possible. So I gave the dude that was going to coach Bobby to skydive just an ounce of murderous intent.
What? That guy was actually trying to murder me? What the fuck?
He snipped your parachute so that when you finally pulled it, it wouldn't work and you'd plummet to the earth, landing right on the lookalike agent's car and stopping them from ever going anywhere near the compound again.
You made it so I was destined to die?
It was the subtlest change I could make. I swear, man. Pinky. You got my pinky on that.
But he did pull the parachute.
Yeah, so early that it wasn't an issue.
I really don't think you should be blaming Bobby for this. I mean, why didn't you fix it as soon as you saw that he'd landed in the compound?
I would have had to do something drastic. All my fixes have to be run by the first gods, and if they saw that I was having to fix my own error of failing to kill someone by killing someone else, I don't know, I feel like they'd have been pissed, probably. So I let it play out. I kept hoping that, You know, surely someone's going to know this is not the real Dick Clark, especially since your resemblance to him is passing at best. But no, everyone loves Dick Clark so much that they didn't once stop to question the legitimacy of your so-called return. Dick Clark looked like one nods at Bobby.
Told you.
Still doesn't explain why everyone believed I was Barbara Bush. Wait, you're not Barbara Bush? A lot of face blindness in this universe, I guess. I was literally just thinking, like, why is no one addressed the fact that this is Barbara Bush?
So, I spat in the face of destiny. Pretty baller of me. What then?
Well, I realized it was too late. You were completely replacing Dick Clark, literally filming dozens of hours of New Year's Rockin' Eve as him. Remember that? I knew that when the bells rang in 2022 and the whole world rejoiced at seeing you on their screens just like they always used to, there'd be no going back. The fate of this universe, the fate that the gods had worked so hard to design, it'd all be ruined. So I told them. I fessed up. Turns out they'd been sick of all this multiverse crap for, well, all eternity already, which is actually pretty long if you're not aware. There were just too many universes, all getting equally complicated and far too much for me to retcon them in time. Like the Jerry Tuntman universe, where at one point there were gods for some reason, and Ben? I have no idea how they got in there. The only retcon I even had time for was one of them saying that it wasn't canon. And shit, there was the Christian god and whatever. Not my best work, but there was a lot of that, particularly in this universe, which we'll call Season 3. And in another two universes, which we'll call, I don't know, Season 2 and Season 1. That's the Jerry Tuntman one. Why name them like that? To make it a little less confusing for everyone, you ass. It's not my fault there were so many universes. Blame the damn first gods for that one. Speaking of which, much like the Dick Clark multiverse incident was the final straw that led to them creating me, this Dick Clark incident was the final straw that led to them ditching the multiverse altogether. Ditching the multiverse?
How the hell does that work?
Y2K22.
Holy shit. That's the only reason I decided to do that in the first place, isn't it? You implanted the thought in my head.
Precisely. I couldn't make huge changes to the multiverse myself because I'm not technically a physical being here. And that all makes sense, and you shouldn't think about it. Honestly, I'm glad you don't feel the need to explain that part. This is an exposition marathon as it is.
You're right. Joke!
Fucking hell, I'm almost done.
I really don't believe you on that.
Christ, okay. I used to tell the moth joke, and then Norm died, and that Conan clip blew up, so everybody knows it.
I've been stuck in a compound for several years.
Oh, yeah. All right, so a moth walks into a...
I have heard it, though.
All right, I'm just going to pick up where I... Yeah, so I chose you. I chose you, Dick, to tear open the fabric of space-time for me. Played you like a puppet, I did. And so I did what the gods asked. I picked one universe and set out to make it the only universe. So I picked this one. Season 3. It was just my personal favorite. I mean, it was the universe I'd had the most impact on, so even though it had caused me so much chagrin, I had a soft spot for it. But I like Season 1 and Season 2, too, so I decided to merge a bunch of aspects of those universes into this one, and hopefully no one even notices the difference. Hopefully no one's even really been aware that there was a Season 1 universe, a Season 2 universe, and a Season 3 universe, because it's barely been brought up, meaning this whole ordeal affects them in no way at all. But what happened to the rest of the universes? They're being, miniaturized along with all the stuff I didn't keep from Seasons 1 and 2. Held in stasis for all eternity and protected for just as long by... Well, I was going to call them something valiant, but I think they just picked a couple guys off the street. I'm not sure in what form the universes are held in stasis, exactly. Snow globes, perhaps? Blades of grass? Could be books, for all I know.
But you're not going to put our universe in stasis, are you? As a snow globe or whatever, for all eternity?
What is this, Krampus? Spoilers. No, of course we wouldn't.
Not in a snow globe, not in books.
Alright, so yeah, all of the Season 1 and Season 2 aspects should be settling in. Perfect. Chef's kiss, really. Good shit. I'm looking at a big fat raise. Big fat raise for daddy. Don't call yourself daddy. I'm everyone's daddy. I'm a god.
That is true.
So wait, why did you tell us all this? Well, what was I gonna do, not tell you? I mean, yeah. What purpose to telling us all that serve? You were gonna do it anyway. Like, we were instrumental in a lot of it, but you could have just made the changes and fucked off. Oh. No, it's not like I'm saying you should have fucked off, or I'm not telling you to fuck off now. No, I get it. That's fine. Just wanted the two guys who fucked up the entire multiverse to know they've been held accountable is all. I guess I should have just fucked off. We didn't know we were fucking up. What did I even do, really? Faint in midair? You know, I also shit myself up there. Was that instrumental in the breakdown of the multiverse, too? Or just the fainting? Are you fucking kidding me? It's just I've done the math, and chances are if you hadn't shit yourself after jumping out of that plane, then none of this would have happened, yeah. Amazing. Okay, and that's what you're holding us accountable for? Well, look at Dick. He replaced the real Dick Clark, changing the course of the whole universe.
Because you implanted fake memories in him that made him want to replace Dick Clark. Like, you literally manufactured this whole problem.
Enough! I can take Bobby being held accountable, and I can take Dick being held accountable, but I will not stand for me being held accountable. I'm wiping all of your memories of the multiverse ever existing. Actually, fuck it, I'm wiping your memories clean. You'll be vegetables and you'll die. You suck. I don't like you guys, you're mean. You're mean to me.
Wait, you can't do that.
Try and stop me.
No, I mean, you can't do that. You owe us one more joke, and I have high hopes.
Why the fuck would you have high hopes, right? Fuck you, I'm doing this, I'm wiping.
Wait.
Fucking what?
I just realized something.
What?
Holy shit, a continuity error.
No, impossible, I ironed it all out. There's far less scope for error now that there's just one universe. What could you possibly be talking about? tell me. Dick turns to Bobby, a faint smile on his face. Damn, remember narration? Then he turns back to the god of retcon.
Paul McCartney.
Excuse me?
You forgot about Paul McCartney, you fucking idiot.
What about him?
Oh yeah.
Hmm? Dick told me about that, the Paul McCartney lookalike. I remember he referred to him as our Paul McCartney lookalike, implying that...
He'd come from the compound, and he did come from the compound. Never told us how he got there. Maybe he... fainted while skydiving or something? But he was there. And now he's Paul. But why was he there, God of Retcon? If everyone in the compound was a Dick Clark variant, then why was there a Paul McCartney lookalike? Can you explain that? Or is it just...
a continuity error.
Ha!
Alas, foiled I am not. What did you think was going to happen? I was going to implode or something? The first gods won't know about this. I can fix it. I can easily fix it before they even...
See? That makes sense. That all makes sense. But there's one thing you're forgetting.
And what's that? Actually, it might be better for me if you just don't tell me. I don't know why I'm even asking you. I should probably just leave right now and ignore it forever.
The power of prayer.
Man, I told you not to tell me. You're suggesting we... pray to the first gods, telling them about his fuck-up?
Precisely.
Would that even work?
How should I know? But gods are real, so maybe prayer is too?
Worth a shot? Don't do that. Don't do that, actually.
Alright, Bobby, Ched, Litmeat, and whoever else is in the room right now, I don't have time to scroll, to turn around and check. Pray. Pray! Pray!
It actually takes me a little bit to warm up to wiping memories, so I think it's only fair if you...
Of course it does. You're shit. Keep praying, everybody.
And so they pray. They pray and they pray and they pray. And before they know it, the heavens open. Figuratively.
God damn it. Which one of you fuckers prayed for rain? Sorry. I'm very dehydrated. Pray!
Finally, the heavens open literally, and two gods descend from the clouds, both dressed in traditional godish garments.
Why are they wearing the typical white robes and you're wearing knee-length jean shorts and a knee-length tank top and a knee-length floppy hat?
What, you think white robes grow on trees?
Do knee-length tank tops grow on trees?
The god on the left clears his throat.
God of retroactive continuity. What the fuck, man?
I can explain.
One of the Beatles died and was replaced, and you just sort of missed that?
You don't understand. He looks just like him.
What? Like the Dick Clark lookalike over there looks just like Dick Clark?
This universe suffers from crippling face blindness. 1 in 50 people have it, at least to some degree. No one would have ever known.
1 in 50 people have some form of face blindness? You know, I've seen a lot of things in my time as a god, including a big camel. But that is the most preposterous shit I've ever heard. Oh, hey, Barbara Bush.
Hey, man. Please, gods, just give me one more chance. It's literally the only thing I still need to fix.
So, you plugged up the Bermuda Triangle? Vanquish this fucker.
No, please. Please, no.
The god on the left raises his hand and clicks his fingers. The god of retcon slowly disintegrates before their very eyes.
Fire you!
Now that's a fucking finger snap right there. Did he say fa you?
It's a whole thing.
Nice one, sweetie. Thanks, babe.
God 1 and God 2 make out passionately. The two gods are a gay couple?
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
No, I'm just surprised, I guess.
You're on thin ice, pal.
Wait.
Oh, Derry, you are here. Why didn't you say anything this whole time?
I have situational awareness blindness.
Repeat that?
So, both y'all gods could have been answering our prayers all this time? Just like that? Yikes. That is not a good look, folks.
You know, I never really thought about it like that.
Seriously? So much of the planet is atheist now.
It's not on us. It's just us gods up there. We, don't get any forward thinkers like yourself.
Well, maybe I could be your PR manager.
I switched this voice way too many times. That sounds like a decent spinoff. We should give it a bit, though. Lay off the god stories for a while.
Totally.
I'm glad all the characters that had very few lines stories are getting resolved. But what about me? I'm just lip meat. You could come with us if you want.
Ugh.
See, like, what the fuck was that? Derry doesn't even know me.
It's the name.
Actually, yeah. I don't see myself taking you anywhere with that name. I could change it. No. Alright. Well, that's that one resolved. What about you, Bobby? Anything we can help you with?
I have nothing and no one.
Great. I don't really know what I'm gonna do now. My only real goal the past couple weeks was Y2K22, and that impulse was artificially implanted by the god of knee-length tank tops or whatever.
Can he still pretend to be the real Dick Clark now that this is the only universe or whatever?
Sure. Who cares?
Well, Dick, what if we took advantage of this whole face blindness thing?
Like, how?
Well, the whole world thinks you're Dick Clark and the whole world thinks I'm Barbara Bush, so what if we went on tour or something?
Clark and Bush, the revival tour.
That? Yeah, I think that would fare quite well as my sole purpose until the day I die.
Perfect.
We must leave you now. People to see, prayers to ignore.
Goodbye, gods.
The two gods ascend with Derry Kenko in tow, back into the heavens, disappearing amongst the clouds.
Wow. You couldn't find a pair of nicer gods.
They can't hear you anymore. You don't have to suck up to them anymore. Although I guess they're sort of always hearing you, so maybe you should keep sucking up.
Right. Isn't that just religion?
You think we're ever going to meet any of those folks that came from the other universes?
I really, really, really don't fucking think so. Or maybe. I don't know.
I hope there's a Bigfoot.
Odd thing to say.
And so, elsewhere in the universe, Bigfoot, Bubble Bob, and Fun Bun explore the stars. Not far from Rockefeller Center, Holly Hardbark and Voracious Reader Girl continue to do so little of note that they're barely even worth this mention. Tom Hanks continues to masturbate in airplane bathrooms. Some things never change. And immortal billionaire Jerry Tuntbun and his repeat assassin Wendy soothe to sleep the giant rat orphan they adopted. Completely platonically, mind you. And thus the Season 1 universe, the Season 2 and thus the Season 1 universe, the Season 2 universe, and the Season 3 universe lived happily ever.
Wait. What the fuck are we gonna do with all the Dick Clarks downstairs?
Spinoff special?
Fuck no.
You want to just sneak out the back, forget they ever existed?
I think it's best if we all forget they ever existed.
Right. It's like I always say, continuity's for bitches.
Oh, how right you are, Billy. Oh, how right you are.
Did that story imply that we're in this library because the books are all, like, parts of a load of universes and, like, we're guarding them forever?
Huh. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Ghost of Tom Hanks?
Well, I want to know how to hear about it.
Get the fuck out of here, Tom Hanks, you idiot.
Tom Hanks, you've really degraded. You used to be able to form sentences.
Yeah, who cares about that asshole?
Fuck off, Tom, you fucking...
Yeah, I think we are keepers of the universe in a way.
Yeah, but also I think that if we want to just not ever acknowledge that because it's so horrifying...
Right, in an
existential burden of sorts, then we could just, I don't know, we could sweep that under the rug.
Well, you and me both, we're constantly on the verge of mental breakdown, so I'm cool with ignoring it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of ignoring, anyone been ignoring you lately? You got any more beef or no?
Oh, I have a beef.
Oh, you do have a beef.
Beef of the week.
Sounds shockingly familiar.
You'll never believe this one. We did a whole episode on Zem. Lamb?
Holy shit.
You bitch, in a way. Sorry. That was rude. That came out harsh. That came out really harsh. That came out not good.
Well, it didn't come out harsh.
Sorry
it's
about
the
that.
Word.
Sorry about that.
It's the word itself. It doesn't matter
right.
How you say
yeah,
it.
No, of Called course. Yeah, that's my bad. Let me tone it back. Lamb, I'm going to punch you in the frickin' neck. So,
all right.
Next time you say a word to me, think more about it, actually. So,
Are you just generally aggrieved? Or
generally, no, nothing specific. Just the aura, the vibe, the everything, you know?
Okay. Pretty bold of you to come for someone's aura like that, actually. I do like the idea that every week your beef is just, you don't have a reason. It's just general.
There's always a reason. The Bob ones were because he's a traitor or something. I don't remember. The Storm one was because she's busy. The Lamb one is because he's bad to be.
Well, compared to the other two,
right?
Storm being busy wasn't much of a beef, but at least that was actually a reason.
Well, yeah. So you're wrong then, right? Idiot.
I can't believe we actually found out why Storm was so busy. She was running for president of the Americas.
Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah,
the results are in.
Oh my god. Okay. Jesus. Should I take a seat or should I stand?
Stand.
Should I
stand? Stand and salute. Stand and salute.
Okay, I'm saluting.
To your new president of the Americas.
Oh my god.
Not Storm because she lost in a landslide.
Oh.
Absolutely zero votes. Zero votes. I didn't even vote.
Like the song? Oh my god. You didn't vote for Storm?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote at all because voting's stupid, right? And I'll go on record saying that. It's wasteful. Nothing comes from it.
It's wasteful.
I meant to say wasteful, and then it said wasteless. I don't know.
Wasteful is fine.
Nothing came out right. Everything's bad for me today.
Who won the presidency if not Storm?
Oh, it was, and you'll never believe this.
I really don't think I will.
John Krasinski.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have expected maybe a run from Dwayne the Rock, maybe.
Absolutely not. He's too busy.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, yeah.
John Krasinski.
Yeah. Jim from The Office?
Jim from The Office, yeah. How did he do that? What was his platform?
Build Better Back America.
Netflix, I think.
What?
I said Netflix, I think, because I think The Office is on.
It's not on Netflix in America, yeah.
What was his platform? Yeah, what was his platform, sir?
Build Better Back Good America, or whatever I said. Number two. Build Better Back Good America. Right. Immigrants? You'll never guess. He said, immigrants are good to be and to have. So everyone is now an immigrant. And everyone is allowed.
So everyone, not only are immigrants, all immigrants just allowed. There's a blanket,
right.
A blanket thumbs up for
right.
all people who want to immigrate to America. Everyone who's currently in America, even people who were born in America and whose parents were born in America, they're all also immigrants.
Right. You got it exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his third?
Go for it.
Gay marriage? Illegal.
Oh my god, John. John, you had us in the first two thirds. John, I really thought this was a president that I could admire, that I could take out for a paint and a sani, you know? But that really is a deal breaker for me.
You know what they say? Never trust Jim from The Office because he has a lot of pranks in him.
You know what I always say?
What?
You know what I always...
What?
Gay. Marriage. Legalize it.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books. Because of the library thing. Yeah.